We begin our second set of news items with the council in a flap about pigeons. City Hall has no firm plans on how it will combat pigeons plaguing Norwich Market, despite this being a key part of its scheme to revamp the site. Council officials have floated the idea of introducing a non-harmful fire gel to deter birds from bugging punters and traders at the city landmark. But they remain undecided on the best way to ward off pesky pigeons and have thrown the question to the public. A council spokesman said, "We have not yet decided on the best way forward to deal with the issue of pigeons in the market. We recently included a question about pigeons in our public survey and are now reviewing the responses in more detail to help determine the best course of action." Pigeons are not a new topic of conversation around the market. Around a decade ago, an influx of pigeons was blamed by traders for driving customers away from stalls on the market. Stallholders were also increasingly concerned by pigeons damaging their stock through their fouling, asking people not to feed the birds.
Councillors clashed as Norfolk County Council agreed to keep pursuing the model of just one council to cover the county when all the existing authorities are scrapped. The full council voted by 35 votes to 19, with three abstentions, to continue working up a one council model for a September submission to ministers over reorganisation of councils in Norfolk. An attempt by opposition councillors to prevent the council recommending that the cabinet continues with its single council approach failed by 36 votes to 20. Tuesday's debate came as councils are bitterly divided over the way forward for Labour's local government reorganisation, which will see all eight of Norfolk's councils scrapped and new ones providing all services created. Norfolk County Council favours one council. South Norfolk prefers two, while the others, Norwich, Broadland, Breckland, West Norfolk, North Norfolk and Great Yarmouth, want three. While the Conservative-run administration got the votes to continue on their one council course, critics said evidence of divisions within the Tory group was that a number of twin hatters, that is, county councillors who also sit on district or borough councillors, were absent. Leader Kay Mason, Billig, said too much had been read into that and attributed their absence to being farmers who needed to tend the harvest.
A charitable trust set up by a Norfolk-based insurance and financial services firm has donated more than £3 million to good causes across the region. The Alan Boswell Group Charitable Trust, launched in 2019 by the Alan Boswell Group, passed the milestone after supporting more than 450 charities and community organisations. The trust, which allocates a percentage of the company's profits to charity, has made donations to groups in Norfolk, Suffolk, Cambridgeshire and Lincolnshire. Alan Boswell, executive chairman of the group, said, "Reaching £3 million in donations is a testament to the generosity of our people and the strength of our partnerships with local charities. Staff are also encouraged to take part in nominating charities for funding, organising match-funded events, and serving on the trust committee." One beneficiary, Mind Over Cancer, said, "We're forever grateful for the support of the Alan Boswell Group Charitable Trust. We rely heavily on the support of organisations like this."
A biomedical scientist in Norfolk has been nationally recognised for her efforts in tackling drink spiking. Michelle Frost, who works at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospitals NHS Foundation Trust, won two honours at the Institute of Biomedical Science Awards for a campaign she launched in December 2021 after fearing she had been spiked herself. Ms. Frost said, "It was an absolutely amazing day and I feel honoured to have come away with two awards." Drawing on her professional expertise, Ms. Frost developed a testing kit to help individuals confirm whether they or their drink had been spiked. Samples are analysed anonymously at the hospital. With backing from the community and police, the kits were distributed to pubs, clubs and venues across Norfolk. The campaign attracted national attention, leading to appearances before a parliamentary select committee and on national radio. Ms. Frost received the Research and Innovation Award and was highly commended in the public engagement category.
Concerns have been raised over plans to repair medieval ruins in a popular country park just outside the city. Kate Knights from the Broads Authority has asked for clarity about what the work to a 15th century building in Whittlingham Country Park will entail. She said, "The repair of the remains will be very beneficial, ensuring that they are in sound condition for years to come. However, there are a number of areas where more clarity on the proposed work is needed. Dating back to around 1450, the remains of the hall currently stand in the country park near Trouss. King Edward III once stayed at Trouss Newton Hall, and it was the seat of the Priors of Norwich. It was later a retirement home for the Deans of Norwich and eventually used as a farm. The hall suffered damage in the food riots of 1766 and was purposefully destroyed in 1890. A document submitted to planners explains the repairs will be completed sensitively so that the visual impact of the work will be minimal."